Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed Beis. Have a heart and let's go. We're holding on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we're on the case of Habaal Achoto v'Al Achot Aviv. Okay, we had a lot of cases then in which we didn't have a chiyuv of mita, a chiyuv of kareis, and we said that the Mishnah is not going according to the shita that holds that karet is the equivalent of mitat the patri because of kam libet rabba minay, and because of that, we are able to have those two sets in the Mishnah of chayvei lavin and chayvei karet. That's the Gemara. Problem is that we know that the Mishnah in Makot says elu hin alokin habal achoto ve'alachot avi ve'alachot imo ve'alachot ishto ve'alashet achiv. Which is very strange, because that sure sounds exactly like the cases that are in our Mishnah, in which it says you do pay knas. And yet here it's saying in the Mishnah in Makot that you are supposed to get malchus. And the problem is, kaimalan, de'eno lokeo mishalem. The rule is, we learned this out of a pasuk actually, de'rishato, that if you're going to have both payments and malchus, You don't do both things. Omar Ula. So Ula takes the position that the only time that you would get Malkot is if there was no Tashlumi. In other words, given that we have two issues, Malkot and Mamon, we do the Mamon and not the Malkot. And therefore, says Ula, well, it's very simple. Lokasha can be achoto nara, can be achoto bogeret. I mean, There would be, basically, there are cases of knas. Yes, the Mishnah's talking about where you have a nara. So there's a knas. In that case, indeed, you would pay the momon or you wouldn't get the malchus. But, I mean, when it comes to cases of malchus, it's very simple. It's talking about the achoto bogeret, where there's no problem. And if there's no problem, then there's no... There's no two things. There's only one thing. There's only Malkot, and that's when you get the Malkot. But wait a minute. There are plenty of other Tashlumin. I mean, you're making pretend that the only issue is Knas, but that's not true. There's a lot of issues. Because basically the Knas, remember, is only the specific payment that is due to the sexual component of the assault. You have assault and battery, so you have always, you have Nezek and Tsar and Shebas and Ribui and Boshas, and you have all these things plus. You have also the problem of the knas, but I mean you've got boshet and pagam. I mean, why are we talking about the knas? So fine, let's forget about the knas. Okay, she's a bogeret, no knas. What about boshet and pagam? Well, maybe it's talking about a shota. A shota doesn't have boshet and pagam. Okay, fine, not boshet and pagam. Okay, there's tsar. How about the tsar? Okay, you could say repoy. You don't really need repoy, or betulim are not going to grow back. What exactly are you going to do for her? So, but what about the issue of the boshet and the, where I get it? Oh, vayikat sara. What about the pain that's involved? Well, okay, who says that we're talking about necessarily a case of rape? Maybe we're talking about a mefuta. So if we're talking about a mefuta, there's no tsar. She's going along with it. I mean, obviously, that's not considered to have a tsar component. As a matter of fact, now that you think of it, hashta titalachi, forget about the whole business where we had to make a difference between the bogeret, and we could be talking about an achoto na'ara, and it's talking about where she's a yitoma. Where she's a yitoma, then the knas, the boshet, the pgam, do not go to a father. Obviously, she doesn't have a father. When it says yitoma, obviously, it doesn't mean that's... That has to be specifically that he's actually dead, but he's halachically dead. In other words, he no longer has the schuyister. She was Yotzil Rishut Atzma. Maybe he had sold her before, or she had married her off before. And therefore, she's the only one who makes the decisions. And if she's the one who makes the decisions, and she went ahead and allowed herself to be seduced, and in that age of Nara can be seduced, as opposed to a katana, where we always take a look at even a seduction as a rape. So then that means that by definition, she's basically accepted the results herself, and there's no chiyav of mama, because whatever chiyav of mama there would be, I mean, obviously she's going along with it, so she's mochela, she can't turn around now and sue the guy, I mean, even though nowadays you can, you know, but But used to be when you said it's okay or you bought a hot cup of coffee, you didn't sue somebody for giving you a hot cup of coffee. I mean, it's, so that's essentially what happens over here. So it could be talking about a yatoma. Is it a mefuta? All right. In other words, but basically, I mean, look, all of that's just logistics. But the bottom line is, I mean, you're telling me, Alma Kasavar Ula, Kolecha, Deika, Momon, Umalkut, Momona, Meshalim, Alt, Milkalalaki. That's what you're saying. We just need to find the case. We're looking for a case. That's what I want to understand here. If you could show me that there is a monetary component, so then, Enochinam, you're going to pay. But if there's no monetary component, that's what the Mishnah is referring to. And okay, I can come up maybe with a lot of situations where there's no monetary component. The Mishnah makes perfectly good sense in Makot. So there it's talking about where I don't have to deal, not with Knas, not with Boshe, not with Pkam, and so on. And over there it says, Yechayev Makot, which makes a lot of sense. But it's interesting that he would come up with the idea that in such cases we would go specifically for the monetary component. Minole Lu'ulaha. Where does he know that from? I mean, all we learned out from the Pasuk was Bichtei Rishato. You could only be Mechayev him once. You can't be Mechayev him both things. But how did he know Ula? And he takes for granted that, well, if there's a monetary component, that's it. That's what we're going to deal with. Maybe it's the other way around. So when it came to Kimle B'Rabim, it was the other way around. It came to the issue of Mita, or it came to the issue of Karet. So maybe that's the same thing with Malko. How does he know? He actually learns it out from the Torah, from the case of a chovel b'chaveiro. And the din over there is ma chovel b'chaveiro. Deika mamon umalkot. Now over there, basically every time you beat somebody up, you're over on the lav of pen yosif lahakoto makaraba, which is true even on a shliach beit din. So a person who hits someone is going to be chayev. And that's a lav like any other lav. Pen is a lotion of a lav. In which case you'd be chayev malchus. But the thing is that the Torah says that, well, but you're chayev nezek tzar sheves ripui boshes. I mean, so how does that work? And therefore,
why can't he be mechel?
He can, but that's
the same thing. Only
yeah, but we're not talking about. We're the pasuk is talking about where he is in mechel. The pasuk is saying you got to pay. So just like over there, it says you got to pay, and you don't get malchus. Of course, obviously we're gonna have to zero in on this. But the daf is gonna take a while to get to how we zero in that. We know, we could take the opposite approach. We could say all of the cases are that you pay only where there's no malchus because there's no hasra. We go to the other direction also. So we're gonna have to figure out why we're taking this tack. We're gonna get into more details. But just again, taking it just as a surface. The surface for right now, if the Torah says that there's nezek tzar shevet ripuyim boshet, even though there is a chiyav of malchus, so it must be that just like over there, you're mishalim and you don't get malchus. Afkol echadikam amonu malchus. It's true in any case, including the case over here of someone who rapes his sister, that there would be both mamon and malchus and mamon and mishalim. Look at Lolaki. Well, now, the Gemara says, even if we grant you that it's true, we're going to have to prove that it's true. I mean, you haven't really proven that it's true. Again, because maybe the only time that you're going to pay Nezek Tzar Sheves Ripui Boshet is where there was no Hatorah, for instance, right? Maybe. I'm saying, but let's grant Ula his argument. Torah is saying you're going to pay anyway. That's what Torah is saying. But that may well be a very unique case. I mean, Chovo B'Chaveiro has got not stam tashlumin, has got an awful lot of tashlumin, because you've got Chamisha Dvarim, you do not have, by the case, I mean, you don't have Ripui, for instance, right, and or Shevet, by the cases of a rape. So, okay, I understand where you have so many concomitant Chiyuv. So over there, maybe the terrorists say, look, where you got serious issues like that, so maybe five different types of tashlumin are more chomer than Momon. For the Malkas, maybe. I mean, if we're looking for Chumrah, we'll see about that in a moment. But maybe it's because of your Chayim and Chamisha Dvarim. And if you taina, maybe you'll taina, that actually Momona is a Kula. In other words, maybe you'll say that indeed Momon is more Kal. So I don't know what your logic is, but I mean, if the fact is that Momon is more Kal, and we're going for the Tashlumin, for whatever reason, maybe it's because the Torah does not want to deprive the victim of whatever payment. But for whatever reason, it's not clear whether the ruler is saying that it's a given that we're going to go with l'chumra, and I'm saying that the moment is a chumra. If that is what he's saying, so then I could say that where you have a kolba b'chavero, you've got a very big chumra, because you got five different tashlumin. You want to argue it the other way around, and you want to tell me, well, maybe that's an opposite argument. Maybe we're looking for the bigger kula. So if a chayval, where it's even chumra, nonetheless, we're gonna still take mamon as being kal. So kosher cane, where you have less, for sure it's kal. Okay, even if you say that, I still have an answer for you. I could say, if mamona is lakula, and then of course I'm arguing in the wrong direction by trying to show you that this is more chomer, I should try to show you that it's more kal, and maybe that's why the Torah went for the tashlumin, right? Because I don't know. But I have to handle both possibilities here. So if you're going to tell me that mamona is lakula, so I'll give you a kula argument also. I'll say the reason that chovo b'chavero, the Torah was willing to go with the kula, is because chovo b'chavero indeed has a very big kula. The kula is shekein hutar mechola b'beidin. Where do we find it? The Torah says in certain conditions that it's fine. You know, you can beat somebody up under certain conditions. Okay, so in Beit Din says you can beat somebody up. So that means that this is not an absolute iser that the Torah is going to be giving you. It's not like other iserim where just because you're in a Beit Din doesn't mean you have a right to do what you want. Over here, all of a sudden, it's Sotar Mechol or Beit Din. Okay, that's a good point. So whether he's going L'chumra or whether he's going L'kula, Chovo B'chavero is not a good proof. All right, he's got another proof. Actually, Ella, we could say that Ula is Gamar Me'idim Zomemim. Just like Edim Zomemim, we always run into a problem because Edim Zomemim, besides the dinim of Kasher Zamam, we also have the Lotad Ebere Achai Chaka, which is a lot. So if the Torah says that we're treating these Edim as if they are now the Balei Dinim, in other words, people are coming and saying that you're liars. So then we know that they're Edei Sheker. The Torah says to trust those that are telling us that they weren't there. Okay, so if they're Edei Sheker, so the Chayim Malkus, for Lotana Bereachai Chaker, which is a lav, and if the Kasher Zamam is a question of Mama, where they were testifying so-and-so owes somebody $1,000. Now they're going to have to pay the $1,000, right? And the din over there is, again, to be seen why we're saying this, but the din over there is Momona Meshalim and Milka Lo Laki. So if that's the case, the Kidei Rishato is specifically to pay the money. I can now derive from there that any other case, such as the case that I'm discussing, which is the rape of a sister, where you have Momona Amalkas. So over there, I would also say, just like by Edim Zomemim, you pay, you don't get Malkus. So too, by the case of the rapier, you pay, and you don't get Malkus. Now, wait a minute. Let's take the tzad for a moment that he's assuming that moment is more chomer, okay? Assuming that moment is more chomer, I can tell you why Edim Zomemim deserves to be more chomer than this case. I could say, Mala Edim Zomemim, Shkin inan tzrichin hatra'a. Something about the nature of Edim Zomemim, but the Torah anyway has been very machmir. Because normally we don't punish people without giving them hatra'a. And over here, when it comes to Edim Zomemim, we don't need hatra'a. Now again, how we know this, we're going to see later. But the Gemara is making tons of assumptions, and it's letting you wait here and hold on until we prove the assumptions. But let's just argue it out and accept the word for a moment, that this is the way it is. Okay, so Edim Zomemim don't need Hatra. But if you tell me the other way around, that actually Ula's argument is let's go Lakula, not Lachorma, so then it would be pretty stupid for me to show you why Edim Zomemim is more Chomer, because then that's even a bigger Raya that we should go over here Lamoman and not Lamalkas. Okay, I'll take the other side also, just in case. Imamona Lakula, if in fact Ula is arguing that we always go for the Kal in the case of the Rishato, I can also tell you why Edim Zomemim should be uniquely Kal. And the Torah, therefore, should not want you to get the Malkus, it wants you to get the Mama. You know why that is? Mirshken lo asu maaseh. You didn't do anything, you just talked. So just talking, maybe the Torah is making one. I don't know. So I don't see how Ula is so sure that our case, I mean, we got that problem between the Mishnah and Masechet Makot and the Mishnah over here. I'm not so sure why he takes that direction, that we should look for a case where there's no Tashlumim in order to get to Malkus. Instead of taking the other case, we should look where there's no Malkus in order to get Tashlumim. I'm not 100% sure why he would say that, unless, he could put the two together. He could be Gomar Mitarvayu. In other words, given both Eidim Zomimim and the Din of Chovo B'Chavero, again, we're accepting their words that these are givens, but given that these are givens, so then we can argue at Tzad HaShaveh, right? As we'll say, Mad Tzad HaShaveh HaShavehem, that there's Ika Momon Umalkas, and Momon Mishalim, Milka Lolaki. I mean, you could tell me whatever you think. Tell me, well, the reason by Enim Zolanim is because there's no Maisa. I'll say, okay, Chovu B'Chavero, there is a Maisa, so obviously it's not Maisa that's the determining issue. Ah, but you'll say, but Chovu B'Chavero, that's different. Because, I mean, over there, again, if you're arguing Kula L'Chumra, obviously you have to argue it in both directions. But maybe over there because it's Rutruba Bezdin. Well, but Enim Zolanim isn't Rutruba Bezdin. Okay, but the Tzad HaShava Shebeinayim is. And in both cases, we have Boman and Malkus, we go for the moment. If you want to look at it in the other direction and take a look at the Chumrah, so you say, well, maybe we're only going with Chumrah because of Chovu B'Chaveros Chayav Chamisha Dvarim. Ah, but that's not true about Eidim Zomim. Ah, but Eidim Zomim, after all, doesn't need Hatra. True, but that's not the case in the case of Chovu B'Chavero. So you go back and forth. I could show you that the element that you isolate as being perhaps the reason for the special case is not possibly the reason for the special case because it doesn't appear in the other special case. In which case, the best conclusion is that there aren't special cases. We have an elegant solution. This is the norm. And if this is the norm, then that's the way every Tzad HaShava works. We're going to learn out from the norm. That's what Ula is saying. The norm is Malkus, Momon, go for the Momon, not for the Malkus. I don't care which direction you argue. I don't need to prove whether Ula holds it's a Kula, Ula holds it's a Chorma. It's not the point because I can argue either way.
Is Eidim
Zomim
considered
momentous,
or is it
Kasher Zomim? If it's Kasher Zomim, it's
Momin. It just happens to be Momin.
Yeah, but that's Momin.
That's
Momin. Yeah. So, Avkol, then that let this become the norm. Kolei Chadika Momon Umalkot, Momona Mishalei Milka Lolaki. Well, I'm not all that persuaded. I mean, maybe we could say, now this is outrageous on the surface. And, you know, this occurs in numerous places in Shas. Sometimes Tosfos makes a point of it. And thank heavens this is one of those places. But the Gemara says, can't you simply say that the Tzad HaShava Shebehem is that they each have something uniquely chomor? Or if it's Mamona Lakula, can't you say that each one has something that's uniquely kal? To which, I mean, the obvious question is, I thought that's the whole point of a Tzad HaShava. I mean, if you're going to answer, you're going to allow that kind of question, you might as well throw out the whole idea of a Tzad HaShava. I thought a Tzad HaShava was a logical way in which we can find a more elegant explanation and use that elegant explanation to define the norm. What kind of crazy question is that? Well, both sides have a reason to be mocked. Obviously, that's what a Tzad HaShava means. But we've shown you that neither of the explained reasons are relevant because they don't apply in the other case. So what kind of, I mean, if I'm going, once I'm going to say, yeah, but there's something about it that's chomer, so then you might as well throw out the whole argument of a Tzad HaShava from the Torah. Therefore, Tosfos explains that we don't usually ask this question. We only ask this question where the Tzad HaChamur is unique. In other words, if it's a type of thing which it occurs in a few places. So this is, let's say you have a kula lav she'eno shava b'kol. There's a lot of lav she'eno shava b'kol, you know? I would never say that has a tzad kula. There's a lot of things that have that tzad kula. But over here, you've got unique situations that don't show up anywhere else. Crazy kind of situation. Who ever heard of giving an onesh without atra'a? That's unheard of. So Tosfos goes through each one of these things, why they're unique. He tries to ask questions, maybe. Isn't it similar? Then he shows that it actually is unique. And that's why the Gemara is asking over here, whether it's the Tzad Chumra, whether it's the Tzad Kula, that Shava, that nonetheless, since it's unique, we should just say that basically these are exclusions to the rule, because that's also a tzada shava. Remember, the point of the elegant explanation is to say this is the normative rule. But if you could say, but it's awfully strange that the only two examples that we have that establish this normative rule departs from every known norma. So that's a very reasonable question. You know, something, you're right, it's probably not a coincidence if it departs from the norma. So then, in Achinami, how could it establish a normative rule? Okay? All right, very, very nice explanation. So in any event, this is not, even as a tzara shava, a very good reason for Ula. I still don't know why it is that Ula is convinced that where you've got both Bamona and Malkut, that that's the halacha, and that you go for the Mona. Amar Ula. No, I don't derive it from logic, gentlemen. The place where Ula would know it from is from Gzeira Shava. And not only that, it's Gzeira Shava that's Mufna. And therefore, even though you can ask me and you've got good questions, but where we've got Gzeira Shava, that's Mufna, then we can be Shailim, but we don't throw out the Gzeira Shava. And since we have Gzeira Shava of Tachat Tachat, you'll notice that over here in the Dinim of Rape, it says Tachat Asher Ina. So I'm paying over here v'natana isha shochevim alavia nara chamishim keser, and so on, the lotia leisha tachat asher ina. Okay. And when it comes to the din of the chovel, we have the ayin tachat ayin. So that means I can learn it out directly from chovel. I don't have to face up to any arguments. And ma hata mamona mishala milkalo loki, avkolecha dike mamona malkut. So basically, we've covered our case. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, I take the exact opposite approach. I say that on the contrary, you want to take a case of Achoto Nara, go right ahead, Achoto Nara. The case doesn't have to be a case where there's no moment. There is moment. But if there's Hatra'ah, Malkus comes before moment. And what I'll do is I'll give the Malkut and not the moment. So don't try to find the reason. You're looking for reasons why there's no moment. There is no reasons why there's no moment. Forget about that. Look for reasons why there's no Malkus. That's what you should look for. And the one reason why there's no Malkus is somebody didn't get Hatra'ah. So you don't get Hatra'ah, despite the fact that this is a law. He doesn't get punished in Beit Din. Okay.
But
so
he has to pay either.
Who's that? No, payment. You don't need Hatra'ah for payment. Right. So therefore...
No, it's Beit Din. It comes from Beit Din that it needs to pay, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure.
So the Malkut doesn't come.
But the Malkut's not an issue.
There's still a din from Beit Din.
Correct. Yeah.
Or
so
any reason that doesn't get Malkus.
Or any reason doesn't get Malkus, right. Please, gentlemen. Yeah, we have room for you right here, right there. So therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, I take the other direction. I would say, go for the moment all you want. Talk about Achoto Nara. Talk about Boshet, Pagam, rape, Knas. Forget about her Mechila. Forget. It's all moment. Tons of moment. The problem is that where you've got a case of Momon and Malkot, Kanchi Trubo, Kanchi Loi Trubo. Woohoo! So we know that basically Alma, that shows us very clearly that Alma Kasavar of Yochanan, Kol Echadika Bamona O Malkut V'Atrube, if in fact a guy got Hatra'ah, Moshele, you can come right over here. The guy got Hatra'ah, he's going to get Malkut. He's not going to pay. So Milka Lucky, Mamona Lo Mishalim. Of course, we have the same question, why is Rabbi Yochanan so sure that that's the approach? Minolei l'Rabbi Yochanan, huh? How does Rabbi Yochanan know this? Omar Kro, the Torah says beferish, k'dei rishato. Let's talk about vaya im bin hakot harasha. That's in the context of giving Malkut. So it says over there, he called upon of k'dei rishato. K'dei rishato means mishum risha achat atam b'chayvo. So the Torah is saying you cannot be mechayev a person on two different aspects of the resha of his act. So in other words, if one of the aspects is the fact that he raped a sister, the other aspect is the fact that he raped someone. One is a Mammon element and one is a Malchus element. It can only be Mechayev on Mammon 1. How do I know which one? Look at the context. The Pasuk continues to say, Arba'im Yakenu. Okay, that's the very next words. So that means, Kidei Rishato B'mispar Arba'im Yakenu. If you're going to give him an Onesh, Bechdei Rishato, that Bechdei Rishato has to be the Arba'im Yakenu. Yeah, Malchus. So there you go. If there's Malchus, then that means there's only Risha Achas, which is the Malchus and at the moment. And that's how he learned it out. Which, so I don't understand, says the Gemara. So what does he do about Chovel B'chavero? The Torah says that Shechayev, Nezek, Tzar, Shevez, Ripui, Boshet. And, I mean, what about the Malchus? Hare Chovel B'chavero, we're going to show you later. Again, we're taking your word for it now. Where you have both Mammon and Malchus, Mammon and Mishalem Milka Lalaki. And don't try to tell me the easy way out. I mean, the easy way out would be to say that we're talking about a case in which there was no Hatra, right? So tell me, Rabbi Yochanan will say, yeah, okay, what's the problem? I just explained it to you. Where you have Hatra, you're not going to be Mishalem. The case of Chovel B'Chavero that pays is a case where there's no Hatra. No. Sorry. You're going to try to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan is going to give me the stock answer about no Malchus because there's no Atra'a. Problem is, so Omer Rabbi Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hikahu Haka'asha Inbo Shava Pruta Loka. Now go explain that. You hit somebody and there's no damages. Or the damages are less than a collectible amount of damages because they're pachas mishavah prut. Now you will get Malchus. Okay, what's the case? You will get Malchus. What's the case? That he didn't get Atra? Is that the case? I mean, echidami, either lo Atra, be'a my loka. I mean, how can you say you will get Malchus if you never get any Atra? So obviously the case that Rabbi Yochanan was referring to was, Zalap Shita, that he did get Atra. The Atra be'a. And nonetheless, the only reason that he's getting Malchus and not paying is because it's Lepe Shavapruta. But had it been a Shavapruta, then he would have had to get the Tashlumin and not the Malchus. I thought Rabbi Yochanan, and he had Atra'a, so I thought Rabbi Yochanan said, in cases where you have both Mammon and Malchus, you just told me you're supposed to get Malchus. How does he explain Chovel B'Chavero? Pshita the Atrabe, the time of the Lepe Shavapruta, it's only because there was no payment to be made. But if there would have been a payment, Ait Pashava Pruta, then Mammon Mishalem Milka Lo Laki. So explain that. Oh, I'll explain it all right. It's like Rabbi Law said when he was talking about Enim Zomimim. Rabbi Law said, Beferush Ripta Torah Enim Zomimim L'Tashlumi. That even though Enim Zomimim violates the norm, or again, we're going to see what Rabbi Law holds and how he knows it, but nonetheless, the Torah specified that when it comes to Eidim Zomimim, I expect a Tashlumi, not a Malchus. I say the same thing is true over here. Hochinami beferush ripta Torah chovel b'chaverol tashlumim. Again, we're taking your word for it. I mean, you're going to have to prove all of this, obviously. And that's what we're going to start doing now. Okay, can we start with Rabbi Law's business about beferush ripta Torah by Eidim Zomimim? What's he referring to? Hechit madu Rabbi Law. Rabbi Law was on the following interesting case that we had in Malchus, Maseches Malchus, where we have Me'idim, two witnesses come in, Me'idim Anu et Ishploni Shechayav Lechaviro Matayim Zos. Okay, we say so and so, Reuven or Shimon, $200. Me'idim Tzuzomimim. So, Rabbi Meir says, Lokin Umishalmi. There's two separate issues over here. Shelo Hashem HaMeviyan Lidei Makot, Meviyan Lidei Tashlumi. There's two completely different chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv of Kasher Zomam La'asot L'Re'eu, which is B'chayiv and 200 Zuz. And then there's a completely different law that says Lo Ta'aneh B'Re'achai Chaker, which has nothing to do with specifically the case of Enim Zaymanim, nothing to do with what it is that they said. The fact is they lied. So they should be Chayim Malchus. I mean, if it hadn't been Zomimim, they would have said somebody killed Joe, and Joe walks in. I mean, it's also a pretty good indication that they lied. So if that's the case, there's a separate issue over here, which is lying. You know, that's not that the terrorist says, look, for some reason I wanted to trust the second group of Adam, and therefore they should have to pay. So it says Rabbi Meir, those two things, they don't interfere with one another. One of them is Achia Malkus Rotan Ebreach and Shaka. This particular case happened to be a case of Edeb Zolomim. You have both Tashlumin and Malkus. So it says Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim Omri. V'chachamim say, no, you can't do that. Kol HaMishalim Eino Loke. Read that. Kol HaMishalim Eino Loke. Why don't you say the name of Kol HaLoke Eino Mishalim? Which is what we asked. Why are we saying anybody who is going to be paying is not going to get Malkus? So we asked, why put it that way? If you want to dash Kedei Rishoto, why don't you say anybody who is going to get the Malkus is not going to pay? And that's where Rabbi Allah came up with his solution. Omer Rabbi Allah, because Beferish Riptat Torah Edim Zomimim Latashlumim. There's no way out of it. The Torah says specifically that they have to pay. Heichan Riptat Torah, where? It says, Mechtektiv, Vasitem Lo Kasher Zamam Lasot Leachiv. You're supposed to do to them what it is that they were planning to do to him. And then it goes on to say, that lo tochose necha, nefesh benefesh, ayin ba'ayin, etc. Yad be'yad. What is that all about? Yad be'yad. Lomali. That's to tell me, davar hanitan, miyad liyad. That something that moves from one hand to another is a reference to mamon. So my new mamon. So that means that the Torah is saying, look, despite the fact that by definition this guy is going to be in a position of the Lotan Ebreachar Chaker. I don't care if he got Malkus. I want one thing to be absolutely sure. If he got a Saramin, I want one thing to be absolutely sure. Yad liyad. I want to see that money going from his hand to the hand of the guy that he was going to be Machayev. That's what I want to see. So if that means we can't use the Hatra'ah to give Malkus, so we can't. I mean, if you're telling me on the other hand, Kedei Rishato. So then we're stuck with Kedei Rishato. But now the Torah is saying, and what do you do when it's only B'Kedei Rishato? Which Rishachat? Yad B'Yad? So make sure that the victim is assured of his compensation and not to make sure that the punishment is given to the person who victimized. Okay? Well, maybe that's the logic of it. In any event, once Rabbi Laz says that about Edim Zomim, so I can say the same thing when it comes to the Chovel B'Chavero, because it's exactly the same kind of argument. Chovel B'Chavero Nami. Michte. It says, fascinating, because this is very, the two sugyas of Edim Zomimim and Chovel B'Chavero have a very strange common structure, in that when it comes to a Chovel B'Chavero, it says also, almost the same words, Vasitem lo kasher zamam lasot, and instead, I mean, here you have to actually have done it, so here it says, Ve'ish ki ten mumba amito kasher asa ken ye aselo. Interesting. Same kind of formulation of kasher zamam lasot lachit. Vasitem lo kasher zamam. So here too, kasher asa ken ye ase. Do to him what it was he did, wanted to do to the other guy. And then it goes ahead to say that ken yinaten lo. After it says that, shever tacha shever, ayin tachas ayin. So it repeats the words ken yinaten lo. So ken yinaten bo, what is that for? To tell me that it's a din of nitina. Davar sheyesh bo nitina. When it comes to punishments, I mean, punishments are not nitina. Again, hand over my punishment to the other guy and make him happy. There's got to be something I'm going to pay the guy. So the nitina means that it's telling me, davar sheyesh bo nitina, my new mamon. So then the same argument the Rabbi Lai had by Edim Zomimim follows logically by the common structure to Edim Zomimim to Chovel B'Chavero. So curiously enough, the two issues which we used earlier, we thought logically would define the normative position of the Torah, and then we ended up we couldn't use it because the Ma'atzad was itself not based on norms. So because of this, it ends up really weird that these are the two places where Torah goes out of its way to actually say that is the place in which you're going to have to pay moment specifically. Amazing.